8. Zoe will read it in Mandarin. Please follow along in English.
我们今天的正道经文是诗篇第四篇，请大家和我一起读中文。诗篇第十篇第一节，显我威义的神啊，我呼吁的时候，求你应允我。我在困苦中，你曾使我宽广。现在求你怜恤我，听我的祷告。你们这上流人呐，你们将我的尊荣变为虚辱，要到几时呢？你们喜爱虚妄，寻找虚假，要到几时呢？你们要知道，耶和华已经分别虔诚人归他自己。我求告耶和华，他必听我。第四节，你们应当畏惧，不可犯罪。在床上的时候，要心里思想，并要肃静，当献上公义的祭，又当依靠耶和华。有许多人说，谁能指示我们好处？耶和华，求你扬起脸来光照我们，你使我心里快乐，胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。
The children are now dismissed for Sunday school. We give the following time to Pastor Shinan.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们上周有一个退休会。
Last week we had a retreat.
但我们知道，我们常常带着很多的问题上山。
Often we brought a lot of questions up to the mountain.
但我们下山的时候，我们发现这个世界发生了更多的问题。
But then we found there are even more questions when we came back.Down from the mountain.
我想我们，我希望我们基督徒能够为最近的这些世界的变局来祷告。
I hope that we Christians can pray for all the turbulence in the world.
为这个俄罗斯的问题。
Pray for the problems in Russia.
就是或者说乌克兰的问题。
Ukraine.
我们也为台湾的问题来祷告。
Also pray for the turbulence in Taiwan.
我相信有人跟我说这个台湾最近这个的事情不晓得要怎么结局。
Some told me that they wonder how the turbulence in Taiwan gonna end.
我相信就是我们基督徒对这个世界我们有。守望有担当的这样的责任。
I believe that we Christian has the responsibility to watch over and shoulder the burden.
我们相信透过祷告，神能够做一些我们没有办法去转变和力不能及的地方。
I believe that through prayer, God can do things is out of our reach.
所以我想所以这个活在。不断发生很多灾难、不幸、混乱的这个世界里面。
So in this world that is full of difficulty, challenges, and unfortunate events.
所以呢，就像这个诗篇，就像这个诗篇所说的。
Just like what is articulate in this psalm.
这个诗篇的作者他很难睡觉。
This author has hard time to going to sleep.
所以他在这是我们读的诗篇是他的一个睡前晚间的祷告。
So this psalm is actually his prayer, his evening prayer before his sleep.
所以他心里面有各样的困苦。
So in his heart.There's a lot of things troubling him.
可能在现代人的看来呢，好像是有点要失眠的样子。
It's like insomnia in today's world.
所以我们上一次呢，我们已经讲过第一节。
So last week we talked about the verse 1.
我们稍稍的这个回顾一下。
Let's just go over and review it a little bit.
这是一首大卫的诗，是用来唱的诗歌。
So this is a psalm written by David and is meant to be sung out.
是有乐器伴奏的诗歌。
It is a psalm with a musical instrument as its companion.
在第一节里面。
In verse 1,
这个大卫说显我为义的上帝。
It says that my righteous God.
他的意思不是说自己是有义的。
He's not talking about he himself is righteous.
而是说有上帝作为判断。
But it's God that who is making the righteous judgment.
那一个世界对他的定罪在他看来不是有权威的。
The judgment to David is from the world is not authoritative.
而是由神来决定。
But the judgment from God is.
而大卫说呢，我呼吁的时候，你就应允我。
So David said, "You answer my prayer."
特别是在下面那一句呢，他就回忆过去的经历，说我在困苦中，你使我宽广。
So the second half of the verse.He recorded his past experience saying that you gave me the relief when I was in distress.
这里的困苦的意思原来的意思是到一个死胡同不能够转身。
So the distress is like someone being pushed to a corner.
而在这个地方上帝使他变为宽广，就是说在没有路的地方使他能够有出路。
And here it says give me relief. It means that God gave him a way out.
而在这个经历里面，他得到从这个经回忆这个经历里面，他得到力量。
So through that experience, he regained his strength.
他知道在过去碰到困难的时候，神来改变他的处境。
So he knows that in the past he was relieved from that distress.
他现在也相信神会可以拯救他脱离这个危险。
So he believed that God again can relieve him from current distress.
我在有这两个礼拜，我有多一点的机会来更多研究这个诗篇的问题。
So last 2 weeks, I had a little bit more time to study this song.
当我读到呢，有古代的一个教会一个作家。
So I read an ancient author.
他在解释这段经文的时候，他给我很多的感触。
When he explained or commented on this psalm, it inspired me a lot of things.
他说，在这一节经文，他表达出来，我们基督徒我们会面对一些很困难的时刻。
He said that Christians often will face many challenging circumstances.
但是上帝的旨意并没有去移开这些困难。
But often God does not remove the circumstance.
上帝让那些一些很不好的，好像很不好的遭遇，他保留在我们的这个生活经验里面。
So God keep those problems around us.
他说，有的时候我们会很难理解，神怎么会让这些事情发生在我们的身上。
So sometimes we wonder why God will.Allow these things to happen in our life.
他说，但是呢，这就是神的美意。
But he said, this is what the good will of God.
如果你没有碰见困难，
So if you have never been through difficulties,
你就很难了解上帝的恩典有多么的伟大。
It's hard for you to understand how great his grace is.
如果你不遇见这些的困难，你的信心就不会成长。
So without those difficult times, you cannot grow mature in your faith.
我以前跟大家分享过一个事情，就是大家祷告的时候你要小心。
So I shared one time that you ought to be really be careful about what you pray for.
因为你的很多遭遇是你自己求来的。
Because a lot of things happen to you is actually what you prayed for.
结果你对上帝说，上帝啊，我这个人就是脾气很急。
So you may pray to God that, oh, I'm a quick-tempered person.
求你让我有更多的忍耐。
So I pray God that you give me patience.
后来发现自己呢，自己什么，自己生了慢性病。
And then you realize you have chronic disease.
就是这个病一下子好不了，很慢，就是拖着你的，拖着你。
Yeah, those disease that can last for a long time.
结果呢，你在什么？没有办法，必须要学习忍耐。
So you have to learn the patient that way.
你又发怒又抱怨。
And you complains and complains.
发现一点用没有。
And there's no use to that.
没有办法中，你就忍了下来。
So in those circumstance, then you learn patience.
在这期间，你很多次你在埋怨上帝。
That many times you complains to God.
但是到某一天你才醒悟过来，哦，这是我以前祷告求忍耐的结果。
And one day you realize this is a prayer, previous prayer that you prayed for your patience.
所以你对上帝说，上帝啊，我这个没有爱心，所以你就祷告上帝。让你的爱心能够增长。
Or maybe you pray for the love because you think you lack of it.
结果就是什么呢？发现一堆有需要的人呢围着你转。
So then you realize that many people who has a need are following you around.
这就是有的时候神用特别的办法来训练我们。
So that's sometimes God through this special ways to train us.
基督徒的信仰不是让我们没有困苦，没有艰难。
The Christian life is not about have the blue sky all the time.
而是指我们有力量去面对这些困难。
But is to have the strength to face the storm.
我们不是求神减低他的标准。
We are not asking God to reduce to lower his standard.
而是求神给我们什么？给我们成长，可以去什么？去够到神的要求。
But to ask God to help us to reach that standard.
所以我们会有很多有一些痛苦的遭遇。
So there are times we will have a difficult experience.
但是呢，我们只有在忍耐过后，你才能够发现这真是上帝特别的祝福。
But only through experiencing that challenging time, you realize that that's a special blessing from God.
可能有的时候是一场病。
It could have been an illness,
是一些特别的意外
or a special accident,
可能是一些很在恋爱里面很痛苦的经验
or some upset in some setback in your romantic relationship.
在那种情况下，你才能够体会上帝有的时候爱我们也是这样肝肠寸断。
So you then realize that's how God, his experience when he tried to love
us.
Just like the person who forsake you, you have done the same to God.
但是在这个困苦还有更重要的目的。
But there's something even more important in the troubled time.
就是让我们发现自己的罪。
That is to realize our sinful nature.
这个彼得说，在肉身受苦就跟罪没有关系了。
So Peter said, if you have sin has nothing to do with your physical suffering, yeah.
就所以呢，就是神用一个办法来洁净我们的生活。
So God through some way to cleanse our life.
所以我们今天面临这个世界是有很多的困难的。
So today we do face a lot of difficulties in the world.
但是神不是挪去这些困难，而是给我们力量去面对这些困难。
So God, His purpose is not to remove that.challenges, but to give us strength to overcome them.
所以当我们在神的面前，我们来祷告。
So let's pray before God.
让我们来仰望神给我们力量。
So we lift up our voice and hope and pray to God to give us the strength.
给我们智慧。
Give us the wisdom.
让我们可以来听见他的声音，并且能够按着去行。
So that we can listen to His voice and follow His will accordingly.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
我们要在这分别为圣之日来敬拜你。
We want to worship in this day you set apart.
主，你自己与我们同在。
you are with us.
你自己从天上用你的真光来照亮我们的心灵。
You shine through our hearts from heaven above.
让我们来透过你的圣言来认识世界的本质。
So that we can know the true nature through your word.
在透过你的圣言来看，来认识我们自己的本性。
So we can know our true nature through your word.
也透过你的圣言来指引我们人生的脚步。
So you can guide our life path through your word.
更透过你自己的圣灵，叫我们心灵得着满足的喜乐。
And through your word, where our spirit can feel the joy.
主求你自己那恩待我们。
So have grace, mercy on us.
让我们在每一次的不幸或者在受苦里面都来仰望你的怜悯。
So every time we will lift up our hope in your mercy whenever we encounter the challenges.
你打开我们的心来领受你的话语。
Open our hearts to receive your words.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
阿们。我们今天要来看这个诗篇的第二部分和第三部分。
So we're going to go into the second and third set part of this song.
那么在第二节到第五节呢，就是它的第二段。
So verse 2 through verse 5, that's the second part.
那么在第二节开始说，你们这上流人，其实这里的讲的就是你们人啊，这里的意思，在这个原文的意思就是人啊。
So in the verse 2, it starts out by saying, you people.
为什么把圣经把它中文翻译为上流人呢？
And why does Chinese translate into the upper class people?
因为这些人逼迫大卫的这些人是有权力的。
Because those who persecute David are those who have power.
这些人在社会是很有地位的。
They have high status in the society.
这些人好像是什么？是社会的这种成功的模型。
They are the model of success in that world.
他们是社会的领军人物。
They are the leaders in that time.
所以这些人呢，做了什么呢？把大卫的尊荣变为羞辱。
So what did they do? They turned David's glory into shame.
我们知道在这个世界上面敬虔的人总是会受到嘲讽。
And we know those are godly people often receive the scorn of this world.
我们做基督徒在世上，我们常常我们认为荣耀的事情，在人家看来就是可笑的事情。
So often things we consider glory are the laughing stock of the world.
那在美国的很多中学里面
，So in many high school in United States.
一个孩子如果没有性经验，可能就是会被同学嘲笑。
So if you don't have the sexual relationship experience, you might be will be looked down by your peer.
如果你没有吸过大麻，他都认为你是跟不上潮流的。
And if you don't have the experience of having marijuana, and you are not considered to be fashionable.
我们知道如果一个人大学毕业没有谈过恋爱，那好像是什么青铜时期的人了。
So if you have never have a romantic relationship through your college year, you may be coming from the cave age.
好像从 museum 跑出来了。
You may be coming from the museum of the ancient history.
所以这个世界上面，他们所认为的好玩的，他们认为重要的东西，他要把基督徒的生活有的时候变成一种羞辱。
So through their experience of what their definition of what's fun of this world, the secular world will make fun of Christians.
我一个朋友在政府里面担任一些比较高的职位。
I have a friend who is a high official in the government.
他因为不贪污就被所有的同事嘲笑。
Because he is not accepting bribery and he was laughed at by all his peers, colleagues.
我有另外北京一个朋友，他在一个国有的就国家的企业里面国家的单位里面。
So I have another friend who is working in a company owned by the government.
他在报税方面不说谎，就被所有人嘲笑。
And he is very honest about his taxation. And he was also laughed at by his friends.
对基督徒来讲
，So to Christians,
我们的圣洁。
Our holiness,
我们的诚实
our honesty,
我们的 我们的公正
our righteousness,
这是我们的荣耀
that's our glory,
但是这个世界不这么认为
but that's not how the world look at us.
他们要嘲笑你把它看为是一种羞辱
they would laugh at you and think that's something shameful.
圣经里面告诉我们基督徒敬虔度日的人都会受到苦难
So God told us whoever lives a godly life will be persecuted
如果你作为一个基督徒在这个世界上面没有碰见任何的困难可能你要反省自己
And so if you have never been through persecution you ought to reflect upon your own life
你真的是按照上帝的标准生活吗
You need to think have you lived the life according to the will of God
如果我们跟其他人没有任何的区别，那怪不得我们就不会有逼迫。
If we are the same, if we live the same life just like all the rest of people, and no wonder we will not have a persecution.
我们知道做基督徒有很艰难的挑战。
So we know there are challenges to be a Christian.
所以你在单位里面。
So when you work, when you are at work,
别人随便怎么做都没有人管他。
People can do whatever they want.
你基督徒有时候骂人骂一句，人家就指着你说，你还敢说自己是基督徒？
But when you say something, you scold someone, they will say, "How can you say this since you are a Christian?"
常常有人去跟我讨论谈这个问题，在北京的时候，特别有人跟我谈这个问题。
So when I went Beijing, a lot of people come talk to me about this similar event.
他说他们为什么对基督徒这么不公正
？Why do he ask why are they so unjust to Christians?
他们感到很痛苦。
They feel very painful.
我告诉他，我说，那这说明什么？他们把你看得圣人一样，所以你应该高兴。
I told him that you should be.You should feel honored because they consider you are a saint.
他们对你要求这么高，对你常常有这样的讽刺。我说你应该感到有荣耀。
They ridicule you and think you highly. Should feel honored.
为什么呢？因为这个潜台词是这样的。
Because the pretext is this.
就是他们就是说我们都是罪人啊，都是烂泥扶不上墙，我们可以随便。你不一样。你是与众不同的。
So the assumption is that we are the bad guys, but you Christian, you have to be different.
你是圣人。
Because you are a saint.
所以我们要监督你，要保护你，保持圣洁。
So we need to make sure you continue to be holy.
但是我们呢，没有关系。
But for us, that's fine. We are okay.
所以我们随便怎么做都没有不要紧。
So.It's okay for us to do whatever we want.
他们把你看得很高，把你要求得很严格的时候。
So when they ask you to follow a higher standard,
你要感到喜乐。
You ought to be you ought to feel happy.
因为就像第五节说的，就像这个第三节说的
，just like the verse three,
这是上帝把你挑选出来。把敬虔的人归他自己。
Like verse 3, it says the Lord has set apart his faithful servant.
那但是我们知道基督徒啊，我们也没有练就什么刀枪不入的功夫。
But we know that we Christian is not really bulletproof.
我们受到这种攻击的时候，这种遭遇的时候，我们会很难受，很痛苦。
So we feel really upset or bad, feel bad when we are attacked.
所以呢，这个大卫呢，在这个说什么说？到底到什么时候才会结束
？So David asked this question: How long will this last?
但是在这个比较一些抄本里面是没有这个字啊。
But in some script there's no such word.
但是这句话加进去是不是多余的
？But this is not.Redundant.
因为它是一种很长，你才感到很难受。
Because it is because of the length of time is long, so you feel painful.
这正是人软弱的表达。
That is a expression of our own weakness.
我们怎么能够在一个道不同、不相为谋的这个群体里面，我们要去受煎熬，到底要多久
？How can we suffer through to live?Among the people who do not have the same way of thinking.
有些基督徒刚信主不久，特别是有一些 前一两两年的这个我接触到的是最多的。
So often I see Christians who became Christian for the first few years.
他们不想要在社会上工作了。
They don't want to work in this world.
他们认为那是太累太难。
Because they think that it's too hard for them.
做了基督徒以后更难。
Become a Christian and work in the world is even harder.
他们就开始羡慕我们做传道人了。
So they start envy full-time ministers.
因为他说你们多幸福啊，在教会里面工作，你知道我们有多么痛苦，在这个世界上生的呢是工作。
So they say, do you know how we envy you? Because you work for a church and we have to work in this world.
我还记得一个还没有毕业的小女生啊，有一次跑到我前面来说。
So I remember there's a little girl who before her graduation.
她说。这个耶稣说了啊，我们工作的基督徒工作是什么？像羊入狼群。
So she said that we Christians working in this world is like sheep goes into the among the wolf.
他说那是我们呐。
But she said that's talking about us.
你们传道人不一样。
You preachers are totally different.
你们是入羊群。
You went into the sheep.
但是当然了，不晓得是羊入羊群还是狼入羊群。
But she didn't really say whether we are the wolf into the sheep or sheep into the sheep.
所以她说我们才是真正受挑战的。
So she said we are the one really being challenged.
我觉得好可爱啊。
I think she's really lovely.
我就跟她说，我说你把自己看老实了。
So I said to her that you probably underestimated your.
See yourself too simple.
You
把你自己看得太简单了。
You probably think yourself too simply.
我有什么意思吗？
So what does that mean?
我说耶稣差遣他的门徒到那些人中间去工作，那是羊入狼群。
So Jesus Christ sent us to the world.Is to send a sheep into the wolves.
我们每一个人都是不老实的。
We are not honest. None of us are honest.
我常常呢跟一些在学校里的这个同学分享。
So often I share with students on campus.
就是指这个全时间要做传道人的。
Those who are going into the full-time ministry.
我说你们到教会里工作，你们要。想清楚很多问题。
So before you, I told them before you go into the full-time ministry, the things you ought to consider fully.
其中一个就是羊入狼群。
One of them is that the fact that it's a sheep into the wolves.
我最近看了一个调查，哇，这样的一个数据真是吓人的很。
So recently I read the survey, the statistic is kind of scary.
美国80%几的牧师都觉得自己的工作非常痛苦。
So 80-some% of preachers think their work is very hard.
我一个好朋友把这篇文章发给我，然后他后面在文章下面他写了一份话的，你有多少问题老师给我招来。
My friend forwarded this article to me and then he put a few words behind and saying,How much problem you have? Just tell me the truth.
40%都觉得没有办法再做下去了。
There's 40% feel they cannot continue on.
70%正在考虑要不要放弃这个工作。
And 70% were thinking about giving it up.
超过30%失眠。
The 30% of them cannot sleep.
结果那篇文章很长啊，看得我好辛苦。
It's a long article. It's taking a lot. Awful of time.
结果他列出最很多很多的这个一个说明。
So and there was explanations also following the statistics.
根据他们的调查
，according to their survey，
这个牧师的自我形象认同的分数是所有行业里面其中分数最低的其中之一，倒数后十名的其中一个。
So the self-esteem score for the Pastors is among the lowest 20%.
就是说，自我形象很低落，很没有成就感。
They feel very low self-esteem and feel a very low achievement.
他问我说你到底有多少的隐蔽的痛苦啊？不妨跟我说说。
So my friend said, how much hidden suffering you have? Just share with me.
我很诚实的告诉他，也告诉你们。
So I told him honestly, and I can also tell you honestly.
那篇杂志人呢，之所以得出这些结论，就是因为他没有采访我。
I think the reason that the article came to that conclusion is because they didn't really ask me.
那一篇好几万字的文章里面所描述的，跟我好像我感觉不是很大。
So
这个关系不是很大。
So reading that, I don't feel feel related. I cannot really relate to that article.
我理解那些牧师就陷到大卫的这个篇诗歌的这个情境里面，他们失眠了，他们很痛。
I understand that those preachers just like David, in this psalm right now, they cannot sleep.
他们在煎熬。
They are in suffering.
他到底还要多长
？They said how long?
所以他们就觉得这样的工作还要多久
？How long will this work to last?
要面对这种痛苦。
How long do I have to face this problem?
但是呢，我们注意这个大卫真是一个好牧人。
But we think David is a good shepherd.
他不只是对自己的感受很敏感，不很在意自己的感受。
He's not only care about his own feeling.
他现在想到的是那些使他难受的那些人。
But he also think about those people who.Put him in this particular situation.
就是他就想到这些人是多么的可怜。
He thought about those people are really pitiful.
这些喜爱虚妄。
Those people who like the delusion.
寻找虚假。
And then seek the falseness.
他说要到几时呢
？When are they gonna stop?
他就看见这一些嘲笑他的，把他的信仰当成羞辱的这些人。
He looked at those people who turned his glory into shame.
他就讲了，这些人要这样无休止的下去，这种可怜的处境什么时候才会被终止
？How long would they have to live in that kind of pitiful life?
他没有生出自己心里面生出仇恨。
He did not have the hatred come out from this experience.
而是同情。
But to have the compassion.
这些无知的可怜的人
for those ignorant,
他们甚至不知道自己生命的结局
they don't even know their ending of their life.
所以大卫在这里表达了他的一种非常恳切的愿望
So here David expressed a very strong desire.
希望这种他们的这些人的这样的一种状况很快就会改变。
Hoping that they will change their current situation.
所以在这里的下面这一节第二节的经文的下面，大家注意看到有一个字叫什么？后来后面一个词叫什么？叫细拉。
So if you look at your Bible, there's a in parenthesis it says the sila.
这个细拉是什么意思呢？
What does Selah mean?
大家知道这一首诗歌是用弦乐器来伴奏。
You know this song is accompanied by the string instrument.
千万不要认为细拉的意思到这个地方要细细的拉。
Don't think you are trying to play softly here.
细拉就是休止符。
Selah it means a rest.
就是不要唱也不要弹。
That is stop the.Voice and also the music.
这个地方要停掉，完全的安静。
But to emphasize the silent.
就是要让人来思想。
So that you can have time to reflect.
要反省生命，自己的生命。
To reflect upon your own life.
但是我们看到人的问题就是不能够停下来。
But the problem of Man, is that we cannot rest.
我们知道在现代音乐里面，这个休止符被用的越来越少。
So we know the rest, symbol in modern music, you see them less and less.
他们不能停。
Because they cannot stop.
而且呢，这个节奏要非常的快。
And they have to go with a quick, fast rhythm.
这个世界，这个世界啊，最要命的问题之一就是大家停不下来。
One of the worst problems of this world is that people cannot stop today.
不能够安静片刻。
They cannot rest or be quiet for a moment.
他们不能够 直面自己的内心。
They cannot see straight to, directly into their, heart.
所以他们, 在, 他们不思想自己的结局。
They don't think about their future.
他们没有办法, 安静下来思考问题。
They cannot quiet down and think about their own problem.
有一个小说家写了一本很出名的小说叫做慢。
There is a very, famous, novel called
Man, Slowly.
Slowness.
就是非常非常的慢，就是要要追求慢。
To pursue the slowness.
那但是他发现了这个世界最困难的事情就是慢。
And realizing that's the hardest problem of this world.
有一个很古怪的，但是很出色的指挥家，他指挥的音乐总是比别人慢三分之一。
So there's a very odd but very famous, orchestra conductor. His way of conducting always one third slower than the rest.
人家说你为什么这么慢？
They ask, people ask him why do you conduct this so slowly?
他说，音乐是时间的艺术。
He said, music is the art of time.
那你们听音乐为什么不给一点时间给音乐呢？
So if you want to listen to music, why don't you give time to music?
然后呢，我看了他一个采访，说他为什么解释自己的音乐这么慢。
So, once in one of his interview I saw,
他说我要把每一个音符清清楚楚的很有层次的传达到，你的这个听觉里面。
He said, I want to, present the notes clearly, in order into your, into your mind.
他认为现代人的肤浅就是追求太快。
And he thinks that it is the shallowness of today's world, to be fast.
非常浮躁，佛伦吞凿。
So we are very unsettled and,
就是不理解，非常糊里糊涂的。
We just accept things without deep thinking.
所以呢，这个歌唱到这里的时候要停下来。
So this song, it has to stop here.
就是意思就是所有人要来思考。
That means we all have to stop and reflect upon this word.
我们知道现代人的问题就是太过于焦躁。
And we know this, anxiety is the big problem of the modern, people.
我们什么事情都是迫不及待。
We do things, hastily.
什么节日要到了，我们总是要提前庆祝。
We want to celebrate the holiday before they actually, reach us.
我们要很多人愿意排队三天，等待一本新书拿到，第一次，就是说能够第一时间拿到那本书。
So people wait in line for 3 days to, get the first edition of something.
当然了，你也可以理解为他很好学的样子。
Maybe you can say they are really, diligent in their learning.
但我们要等到什么？那个电子产品出来排队几天要拿到那个新东西。
But we also do the same for those, new, electronic, new electronic device.
为什么？因为我们等不及了。
Because we really, we cannot wait any longer.
我们必须要找一点乐趣来支持我们的生活。
We need to seek those, fun things to do to live our life.
但我们，我们今天的世界的节奏，快的让人没有办法承受。
And the tempo of the fast tempo of this world is not something, can be sustained by us.
所以好多人跑到，加州来的时候，特别是到 Santa Barbara 的时候，发现，哎呦，这里好悠闲啊。
That's why many people come to California, especially come to Santa Barbara. They think, oh, this is such a relaxing place.
我大概15年前第一次去香港。
15 years ago, I, went to Hong Kong the first time.
那个真是让我吃惊啊。
I was, totally, surprised by it.
发现所有人走电梯都是使劲的跑。
They run through the escalators.
然后呢，然后怎么样呢？到了这个夜晚11-12点钟的时候，那个街上开始热闹的不得了。
And 11-12 o'clock at night, the street is still busy.
凌晨3点钟还可以出去买衣服，你能想象吗？
3 a.m. in the morning, you can still go out and buy your clothes. clothes.
啊，我原来生活在温州，温州是吃特别发达，二十四小时的吃的店多得不得了。
I came from Wenzhou, which is a place known for the food. You can have food 24 hours a day.
我不知道为什么那么迟睡，估计就是想等再吃一顿再睡。
I don't know why we sleep late. Probably just wait until we just want to wait until time, another time to eat.
当我到了香港的时候，发现，哎呀，这个大陆认为所谓的节奏快，跟那个比差的好远。
But when I was in Hong Kong, I think the so-called fast paced life in China is no comparison to Hong Kong.
我发现他们走路啊，就步行在街上走路的速度快好多。
I noticed that the way they walk in the street is faster than us.
我理解的这种啊这种节奏。
I understand the pace of the walk.
我们在这个世界上面，我们会受到很多的挑战。
Because we are challenged by the world.
所以我们要透在这个黑夜的时候，我们要尽量的娱乐，要尽量疯狂的去放纵。
So we need to enjoy ourselves in this dark age.
为什么？因为我们不愿意去想明天的问题。
Because we don't want to think about what's coming tomorrow.
我们不愿意去面对明天。
Because we are not willing to face tomorrow.
所以我们要尽量留在黑夜。
So we'd rather stay in that darkness.
那这就是我们这次就是寻找虚假和虚空的生活。
That is what's saying here, the life that seeking the delusion.
没有办法面对内心，没有办法面对明天。
We cannot face our inner self and also cannot face tomorrow.
所以大卫就想到这一群焦虑不堪的人。
So David was thought about these type of people.
追求毫无意义的空洞的这样的一种生活方式。
Those people seek the empty happiness.
但他的安慰是什么？
But what his comfort?
他说你们要知道耶和华已经分别虔诚人归他自己。
He said that God the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself.
这是圣徒最大的安慰。
This is the most comforting things for Christians.
那我们这个世界上面有很多人瞧不起我们。
There are many people look down on us.
是讽刺我们。
They laughed at us.
是为难我们。
They find fault with us.
但是我们的安慰是在于上帝看重我们。
But our comfort is that our God precious us.
上帝珍惜我们。
He loves us.
他看我们为宝贵。
He sees us as his treasures.
他把我们分别为圣归他自己。
So he set apart to be holy and belongs to him.
这是我们的安慰和喜乐。
And this is our comfort and joy.
所以虽然我们在世界上面有受苦。
So even though we have suffering in this world.
当我们想到上帝是如此的珍爱我们。
But when we thought about the God loves us truly.
那么我们就会感到我们什么我们的一种得到一种满足。
And we will have the contentment.
就是我们不被这个世界的判断不被世界的判断影响。
That is say we are not influenced by the judgment from this world.
我们在上帝的里面找到安身立命的地方。
But to find a resting place in God.
所以这个世界变幻
，So even though this world is changing，
这个潮流不停的在变化
，And the fashion changes all the time。
但我们在上帝的里面，我们就立定永恒的根基。
But in Christ we have that eternal secured foundation。
那我们知道呢，神不仅仅只是表达他对我们的一种爱和一种珍惜。
So we know that God expressed not only His love and His love to us,
而是上帝是有行动。
But He also has actions.
那如果一个人整天对你说他对你说他爱你
，If someone tell you I love you all day long,
你很可能很快乐。 很幸福。
Maybe you are truly happy.
但是他经常说，而且他对你没有任何具体行动的表达的时候，你会感到什么？
But what if he only talks about it and without doing anything?
你就会很厌恶。
And you will become disgusted.
那上帝爱我们不只是在他的嘴上。
So God does not only pay the lip service.
而是他有行动。
But carry out in his action.
这个行动是什么？
And what is his action?
是他听我们祷告。
That is he hear our prayer.
他是我们的帮助者。
He help us.
在任何的时候，神都与我们站在一起。
He is with us at any time, all the time.
上帝是我们随时的帮助。
He is our help. He is our helper.
所以雅各是说，为什么那些人他们得不着帮助呢？
So that's why when James said, why are they not receiving the
help? 因为他们不祷告。
Because they don't pray.
而为什么他们祷告了也得不到呢？
And why don't they get help after the prayer?
因为他们乱祷告。
Because the prayer in orderly.
所以在这里就是我们，当我们按在上帝的公义里面来祈求的时候，神必听我们。
So here is saying that if we pray according to God's righteousness, God will listen to our prayer.
我们怎么来面对这个世界的艰难？
How do we face the difficulties of this
world? 我们需要在祷告里面得到力量。
We need to receive the strength in our prayer.
我们在祷告里面，我们得着神的帮助。
We need to receive the help in our prayer.
我们在祷告里面，我们的信心被提升。
Our faith needs to be lifted up.
我们的眼界被打开。
And our eyes will be opened in our prayer.
我们的观念被更新。
And our mind will be renewed.
所以使我们可以去坦然面对这个世界。
So that we can face this world.
我可以无论从圣经的教导，还是从个人的经验，都可以告诉你，
so,
好好的祷告，你的心里会很有力量。
So through my experience and the word of God, I can tell you that through prayer, you
心里会有力量。
And you will receive the strength in your heart.
或者你的心灵就会很强壮。
And you will be strong in your mind.
我可以这么说，在对上帝的信心里面，最使人能够感到坚定的不是我们的分析和研究。
So I can tell you that it is not through the analysis that we gain our faith, a strong faith.
而是在祷告里面，你经历到上帝的同在，那种使你内心达到的确信，你所经历到那个安慰是无法言喻的。
But through the presence of God in your prayer, that experience is something beyond our worldly description.
我们真正跟上帝这种面对面的接触。
So the encounterment of our face-to-face with God.
你对这位上帝又真又活上帝的这种信靠。
So your trust to this living God.
几乎都是从祷告中产生的。
It's almost always through that prayer.
那所以呢，我们可以有很多方法来研究圣经。
There are many ways that you can study the Bible.
但不见得你的属灵在心灵里面，你就一定能够有确信。
But that doesn't guarantee you to have that strong faith.
我举一个简单的例子。
Give you a very simple example.
你能够研究整本圣经关于祷告的问题。
You could study all the prayers in the Bible.
那这会不会代表你这么研究了以后，你祷告就增加了呢？
Does that imply that you will pray more?
我可以告诉你不是的。
I can tell you no.
可以，他可以研究祷告的这个题目，写博士论文，他可能一辈子都没有祷告过。
A person can study the prayer in the Bible even as a PhD thesis, dissertation, but the person may never pray.
这就是现代学术人格可以分裂到这个地步的。
So that is a split, mentally split in this world.
我讲的这个不是一个虚构的，就是有这样的人。
I'm not making this up. This is a true person.
那所以我们在祷告里面的那种经历是非常宝贵的。
So the experience in our prayer is very precious.
所以晚间祷告，在这个黄昏祷告，要好好的安静祷告。
So the evening prayer requires us to be slow down and pray carefully.
第四节说，你们畏惧不可犯罪。
So in verse 4, it tells you that tremble and do not sin.
但大部分的翻译都是翻译为发怒但不要犯罪。
And there's other translations saying that are angry but do not sin.
这个马上让人想起保罗的教导，说什么？你们生气却不要犯罪。
It reminds us about Paul's teaching saying that you angry but do not sin.
而且这里说什么？在这里的意思呢？说什么呢？这里的意思有一个人呢解释得很好，他说。当 你发怒的时候呢，你要什么？你要先让这种愤怒的心好好的睡一觉。
So a person explained this really well. He said, if you are angry, you need to let the angry to go, go to rest.
大家有没有这样？你是不是这样人，或者认识这样的人？就有些人脾气不好，很生气，结果他睡头一觉起来的时候，就变得很好了。
I don't know whether you have seen this kind of person. Before the sleep, he was really angry, but after the sleep, he is really fine.
很有可能的。
It is very likely.
为什么呢？因为他的狂躁就是因为睡不好引起的。
Because his bad temper is caused by his lack of sleep.
但有些人也就是什么睡觉就很管用了，一睡完以后什么就睡觉以后就什么一了百了。
There's a people who have a good sleep and everything is a They put an end to it after the sleep.
但保罗提出了比这个更大的挑战。
But Paul had raised an even greater challenge.
说生气不要犯罪。
Said angry but do not sin.
不可含怒到日落。
Don't keep the anger past the sunset.
意思就是。就是在睡觉之前就要把这个问题解决了。
Which means that you need to settle the anger, resolve the anger before you go to sleep.
大卫的比较容易一点。
The David's version is slightly easier.
因为好好睡觉至少。
At least you go through that sleep process.
保罗说你还没睡觉就要把这个怒气给解决了。
Paul is saying that you need to resolve that anger before you go to sleep.
怎么可能？
How can that be?
但在这一点上保罗跟大卫都是类似的。
But, Paul is like a David in one aspect.
你在床上的时候要心里思想。
You need to search your hearts on the bed.
心里思想希伯来文很生动，就是要对你的心说话。
In Hebrew, that is very descriptive, saying that you need to talk to your heart.
你要安静。
You need to be silent.
就是让你的这个让你的这个。这大卫这个劝告的对象就是那些犯罪的人。
His advice is to those sinful people.
意思是在你行动之前，你要好好的想一想。
It's saying that you need to be careful before you take action.
这就是在你做出来之前，你要好好的反省自己的内心。
You need to reflect upon yourself before you carry out your thoughts.
而且在这里的意思是，这个罪要尽快的解决，不要把它带到明天。
And you need to resolve that sin as soon as you can, and don't carry it over to the next day.
你在晚上的时候，你要好好的思想。
And so, at night, you need to think about it.
这里又有一个希腊。
And then you see another Sila here.
我看我们今天也就到这个休止符就停止了。
Maybe we should take a break at this Sila here.
但在这里就是要我们去思想。
That is to ask us to think.
你在晚上的时间你是怎么度过的
？How do you spend your time？
你怎么让
at night.
怎么在夜晚过你的生活
？How do you live your night time life？
我们今天很多人都不愿意晚上能尽量迟睡。
Many of us are sleep late.
我们最好什么？最好如果有一天发明一种药，让人不用睡觉，那是最好的了。
We wish there can be a pill that can keep you awake 24 hours a day.
但是我们怎么去过我们所谓的夜晚的生活
？But how should we live our life at night?
今天有很多的年轻人
，many young people today.
把晚上的时间都献给游戏。
They offer their time to the games, the computer games.
当然。
At night.
没有，我的意思说，当然是 computer games.
Sure, we are talking about computer games and nothing else.
甚至呢， 你们知道有一些、教会里 的同工 有次有人告诉我，对不起、啊、我昨天晚上打了一夜游戏、啊、所以今天早上我不能够、服侍了。
There's even some co-workers saying, oh, I'm sorry, I spent too much time last night playing computer games, I cannot serve today.
那个时候我就在想，保罗要是现在写信会不会说，做同工的不可被游戏捆绑。
So I think maybe if Paul is writing letter to today's church, maybe he would say that we should not be bound by the electric computer games.
我们没有办法在夜晚里边安静下来。
We cannot rest at night.
我们可能要干什么？要在社交网站上面不停的找这个找那个。
Because we probably spend time looking through our social website.
Yeah, 这个 Facebook 不停的给你送邮件，你认识那个人吗？认识这个人吗？认识那个人吗？啊
？And the Facebook is keep on asking you, do you know this person? Do you know that person?
然后呢，这个微信什么啊？找一找附近的人，那个的 WeChat
is asking you, do you want to find out people around you?
然后他总是告诉你啊，这个谁在附近。
They keep on telling you who is around you.
手机摇一摇啊，就可以摇到跟对方两个什么摇一摇，正在摇的人两个就会碰在一起。
So and if there's things that you can shake your phone and you'll find the other person around you who is also shaking the phone.
我们要在一个晚上我们要花费在这些交际的这个网站上面。
So we spend a lot of times in these social websites.
我们没有办法沉浸面对独自的生活。
And we cannot really live
孤独的生活。我们需要不断的需要同伴。
We need constantly in touch with other people, talking to other people.
但是我们跟现实的人，我们很难交往。
But at the same time, we don't know how to interact with real people.
在机器里面的那些虚拟的人都比较什么比较可爱。
Those people in the virtual world are more lovely than the real ones.
所以我们在夜晚的生活，大卫在这里要我们什么？要我们停下来。
So at night, David is telling us to take a break.
要你思想你的生活。
To think about your own life.
要反省。
To reflect upon it.
整理你的生命。
To organize your life.
你要悔改的就需要悔改。
For things you need to repent.
你要做出改变的，你要及时的改变。
For things you need to change.
你要得罪上帝的地方，你要及时的回到神的面前。
For things you sin against God, you need to turn around and turn back to God.
你花很多的精力，你花很多的时间和精力。
You spend a great deal of time and energy.
去搜寻那些虚空的东西。
To seek those illusory things.
你现在要思考，你怎么度过你生命的时间。
Now you need to really think about how you want to spend your life time.
所以这首诗的这个停止要呼唤我们要肃静要思想。
So this Selah to ask us to stop and to think.
所以我们在夜晚的时候。
So at night,
我们要学习在夜晚的时候很严肃的去思想。
We need to think about these seriously.
使我们在今天一天生活里面的那些应该处理掉的那些不好的事情，在我们的生命里面被洁净。
So we can cleanse all the things that before we end our day.
我们需要带着一个平静的良心。
We need to come. We need to come with.A clean and clean conscience.
带着一个满足的、喜乐的心情。
Come with a contentment and joy.
来进入睡眠。
To enter our sleep.
去面对新的一天。
And then we can face up the new day tomorrow.
愿神能够帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们要学习在夜间默想和祈祷。
Learn to pray and be silent at night.
恳求主能够使我们能够、像大卫一样能够经历在祷告中的那种喜乐和力量。
So we can、experience what David experienced, the、joy and strength in his prayer.
愿主赐福大家。
May God bless you.